Let's begin today by taking our postures for practice. Whatever posture you're in, making sure that it's stable and alert. So we want our posture to be relaxed, yet also alert, a fine balance. Sitting in the chair, it's helpful to have the back free from the back of the chair. And the hips a tiny bit higher than the knees, with the feet flat to the floor. Hands soft in the lap. And softening through shoulders, down the arms to the hands. And letting the head be nicely balanced on the neck, with the chin pretty much parallel to the floor, or ever so slightly tucked downwards, so that there's no stress in the neck. And we want to also make sure there's no stress in the eyes. So if the eyes are soft and downwards, we can relieve ourselves of unnecessary stress through the eyes and forehead. Aware of the contact points as the body is sitting here, floor, chair, hands. And as best we can, with attitudes of interest or curiosity, goodwill or friendliness to ourselves and our experiences, beginning to notice breathing. Doesn't matter where you feel the breath. Notice breathing, perhaps taking a few nice full deep breaths to help you connect with breathing. And then letting the breath settle and noticing where it's easy to feel it. And letting the attention rest in this one place, not moving from the nostrils to the chest to the belly, but choosing one of these locations to rest the attention. Remembering that there's no right breath to have. There's just your breath as it is in this moment to be noticing. And now this moment. And now this moment. Bringing awareness to the changing sensations of breathing just as they are. Perhaps noticing for a little while the in-breath in particular. Nothing forced or strained. How is this in-breath? And then noticing for a little while the out-breath. And then bringing it all together, noticing breathing in and breathing out, possibly even making a mental note, breathing in, breathing out, to help focus the awareness. Or in, out, rising, falling, whatever works for you. Noticing how readily mind wanders. We all have monkey minds. They leap from object to object, branch to branch in the mind. And it's just how our minds work when our attention's not engaged. And so we can just notice that, the wanderings of the mind, no big deal. Possibly making a note as to where the mind wandered, thinking, planning, worrying, daydreaming, ruminating, regret, or maybe there's an emotion attached to any of these thoughts and memories. Making a mental note where the mind wandered to. And then letting that move through and reconnecting with breathing once again. Breathing in and breathing out. Remembering too to congratulate ourselves whenever we notice wandering mind. In that moment, we are awake, aware, we are mindful, we are already back to here. And it's lovely to notice the quality of that awareness. And then return to breathing, noticing breathing. This noticing of the wandering mind, the monkey mind, and returning to the breathing is not a deviation from the practice. It is at the heart of the practice. It is in these moments that we do the workout in the mind, the bicep curl in the brain, where we make a difference. We can label breathing in, breathing out as a way to focus our attention. Or we might count our breaths up to 5, coming back to 1 when we get to 5 or whenever the mind wanders. Or more lightly, we might commit, for the next 5 breaths or 10 breaths, I'll be with the breath. Make a little commitment to ourselves. Then just notice how that is for focusing the attention. So we can experiment and see what works. And then as you feel ready, you may care to expand awareness around the breathing to take in the body as a whole. Breath and body together. And this is a nice moment to reconnect with the posture, noticing how it is and how it feels to be in this posture, because often our old habits have subtly slipped in. We can notice how that feels emotionally and physically. And then reconnecting with our upright, dignified, gracious posture of alertness, yet relaxed. Alert and relaxed, feeling breath and body together. And resetting again intentions for a wakefulness and curiosity and a kindness, a friendliness towards ourselves and our experience. As we sit here with breath and body as a whole, we can notice all the various sensations that show as they show. Yet lost in none of them, holding them all in this wide awareness of breath and body together. Continuing to bring the attention back whenever it wanders. Making a mental note of where it wandered to worry, to planning, to regret, to the self-critic. All the old patterns so easily show up when we sit in stillness. Simply noticing them. Naming them, allowing them to move through without feeding them, and then reconnecting with breathing and the body together as a whole. Sometimes we have sensations that are very strong and may be repeatedly drawing our attention in and away from the wide, spacious awareness of breath and body together. And if that's happening for you, you could allow your attention to zero in, like a telescope, on that area. Explore it mindfully, feeling it, noticing the changing sensations, possibly breathing in and out of the area, letting it be the object of your mindful awareness rather than a distraction. It now becomes the object of your attention. Not thinking about it, but rather feeling it directly. And when it no longer holds sway over you, then reconnecting again with breath and body as a whole. And in these last few moments of our practice, allow yourself to gently come back into your center with your breathing, the place where you first began. And just feeling the breath alone for a short while.